time for another quickie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Ouija boards and love at first sight, sight, sight. Ouija boards and love at first sight, sight, sight. Now, let's make this quick. Come on, we've all got things to do. Have you ever experienced the power of the Ouija? The old Ouija board? I have, just a matter of moments ago, to be honest. We had a Ouija board expert on. We heard Ouija board stories, and then we busted out the Ouija board once and for all. It made sense, it was Halloween. I appreciate some people were a little bit scared and offended, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's my Ouija board. Also, we did Radio Tinder. That's a Thursday staple. Love was in the air. We learn a thing or two about our Mediterranean pals as well. All right, enjoy the quickie. Let me tell you a short story, shall we, Louis? I used to work at a summer camp in America, in New Jersey. Now, this summer camp was suited to 12 and 13-year-old kids. And the only way that they could get to the summer camp is from a very rough, poor socioeconomic area. Mm-hmm. The only way they were allowed to go to this summer camp is to be nominated by the school nurse. These were the kids in all the district schools around that were the problem children. That's who came to this camp. I had to work there. I was in charge of about 15, 12 and 13-year-old boys.
It does not sound fun.
No, they were little shits. Yeah. Trying to get them to do anything was an absolute nightmare. African-American, fighting, just talking a different language, American street kid language that I had no idea about. I was just a little spotty 21-year-old boy. I was in the deep end. Qua, do this. Jaden, do this. No, sir, what you gonna do? They're just absolutely rebelling against me.
Nah, Danny.
So what are we gonna do with these kids? Me and a couple of the other guys are at our wits' ends. They're not listening to us or anything. We go, oh, that'll be fun. What about we make a Ouija board one night? And we'll bring it to the dorm, and we can all have a bit of fun. These rough kids, they'll probably like that. Ouija board, sort of mucking around. They're always punching each other, getting into fights. Second we bring the Ouija board in, I have never seen a bunch of 13-year-old boys shit themselves quicker in all my life.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Every single one of them was in tears. Every single one of them. We then had the power over them for the rest of the summer with the humble Ouija board.
That's probably what you're going to do to me for the rest of the year.
At our disposal. Ever since then, I've been fascinated with the Ouija board. And what better night than tonight to buy a Ouija board online and speak to a Ouija board expert. And that's why this is happening.
Our next guest is about to make things feel
a little bit cold. Can you feel that? A chill on your spine. As if something is crawling.
Oh, wait, sorry. That's just Shy Guy standing behind me, breathing on my neck.
Please welcome the world's foremost collector, expert and historian on Ouija and talking boards, Robert Murch. Come on down.
Whoa. No, correct sound effects. We may disturb the spirits. This is Mr. Ouija himself. Robert Murch.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
I went to a haunted house last night and the man telling me that there were ghosts in the corner behind the wheelchair was enough for me.
Well, this is a good point because, Robert, will Shooey Louie be more in touch with the spiritual side of things because she went to a haunted site yesterday as well?
See, you never know what you took back with you.
Oh, don't, Robert, because they told me when I left that I went, all right, ghost, I'm going home, you're staying here, thank you.
No, one of the ghosts may have missed the memo on that one.
No.
Oh, it's Mr. Slimy. How does this thing work? We've got a Ouija board in front of us here that we bought off Gumtree. I'm not sure if you've got that over in the States. It's similar to eBay. A woman wanted rid of it. She gave it to us for free. That's how scared of this thing she was. It's got a yes, a no. It's got letters A, B, C all the way through to Z. 1, 2, 3, 4 all the way up to 9 and then a 0 and a goodbye. And then a funny looking little pointer thing as well. How do we use this bad boy to get some spirits happening this Halloween?
All right. So what you got to do is you have to get your mind in the right place. And how you do that is by starting as both of you, if you place your fingers lightly on that pointer or planchette. And what I tell people to do is to start moving it a little bit, like feel how hard to press. Mm. Because one of the problems people have is that they either press too hard and it doesn't move, or they take their hands off and then it doesn't work. So the Ouija board needs you, and you have to keep your hands on it. And so once you move it around so that you feel how it's going to work, then you ask a question, and I would say start with yes or no questions, because those are the quickest and easiest.
Okay.
You can say, Ouija, tell me something, or you can try to go right to the spirit. It's really up to you.
Who are we going to try and find? Like,
what do you think, Robert? Without knowing us personally, I've got a deceased great-grandfather who was called Bampy. He always freaked me out when he was alive, but it's one of my big regrets ever since he passed away, and I've grown older. So I'd be like, oh, he had a whole wealth of knowledge. I should have asked him a few more questions when he was around. He's the only person that's died in my family.
Well, if that's who you want to talk to, or, you know, sometimes there people believe there's messages out there waiting for you.
What are the don'ts of the Ouija board? Obviously, you've got to treat it with a bit of respect. You've got to make sure that all parties consent, and you've got to be fingers on the pointy thing called again?
Pochette.
The planchette.
The planchette. You've got to have your fingers on the planchette, but what are the things that you need to steer clear of?
One of them is never play alone, because if you do, you might become possessed. And another one is never play in the graveyard. And another one is never leave the planchette on the board. Always say goodbye. And then there's a whole bunch of them where, you know, kind of how you dispose of the Ouija board. So the person who gave it to you actually did what the urban legends say is the best way. Because if you burn it, you might feel like you're burning.
No.
Yeah, she was real weird about it.
If you bury it, yeah. And if you bury it, you might feel like you're being buried. So that the person who gave it away to you, they just gave away the whole thing. So now it is completely your problem.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, it's yours, like it's not mine. I haven't touched it.
She was very bizarre when we were dealing with her. She's just like, yeah, just take it. I'll send it wherever. Just tell me your address quickly. So who knows what happened in the past life of this Ouija board. We loaded up with the questions. We've got all the information.
We're good to go.
We've got the planchette here. We got my fingers, Shuey Louie's fingers, the Shy Guy's fingers, well, no doubt those long Weasley bad boys that'll have some control over the board as well. We appreciate your time. Oh, because it's Halloween, is there going to be extra spirits out and about? Do you think this is the night to do it? Is that a good idea or a bad idea, doing it on Halloween night?
People believe that on Halloween, the veil between this world and the next is the thinnest. And since the Ouija board is supposed to give voice to the dead, I think it's probably the perfect time.
I'm scared!
Oh, yes! Oh, the thin veil. It's so thin I can see through the other side. I can see a bosom. Bosoms. This is very good because
I really don't feel comfortable about this. You're like way too excited. I think we need someone on the phone who's used a Ouija board. Can we get some 131060? Yeah, right. Have you used a Ouija board and what happened? Because we need to do that before we go ahead with this.
I personally would like to speak to Bampy, Big Daddy Bamp.
You can talk to Bampy once we get some people on the phone who've experienced the Ouija board.
131060. Okay, have you used a Ouija board? Should we be a little more cautious around this? Mm-hmm. Do you advise against it? Have you tried it? Did anything happen? Laura on 131060. You've got experience with the Ouija?
No. Wow. You're jamming me out.
I did not do anything.
Shy guy.
I did not. None of us did anything. None of us.
Okay,
she's calling back. Jeez, someone edge over there, Shuey Louie.
I'm scared.
Susie on 131060. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
What's your experience with the Ouija?
So I did this in boarding school. There was probably three or four girls in boarding school that I did this with, and it works. It totally works. It worked for us, and it was actually quite fun and almost addictive for the first bit. But then the board started spelling out some really weird things, and it knew things it probably shouldn't have known, like some family, not secrets, but just things that we'd never told each other. And then it started really freaking us out. It actually started spelling out that one of the girls in our group was a she-devil and just some really weird stuff. So I'd be careful.
Yeah, I'd be careful because I've always had suspicions that Shuey Louie may be a she-devil.
Oh.
And this may confirm our worst fears. Laura, we've got you back now. Very, very weird time for you to hang up. What happened there?
Oh, my phone kept going out. It's like they didn't want me to tell you. Huh?
Yep. So what happened?
Well, my mum had one when I was little, and like bad things sort of happened, so she threw it out the door, doused it in petrol. It set on fire, it stayed on fire, and then only this corner of it actually singed. The board was fine.
God. an unburnable Ouija board.
Where do you get?
Where
do you get the Ouija boards from? That's what I want to know. Like, are they like board games?
From witchcraft shops. Yeah. And, stuff like that.
That's why we had to go on Gumtree, because it's very hard to get one these days. People don't sell them anymore. This is a very
expensive
thing.
Too.
Yeah, they are very expensive. A bit of a bargain we got. I mean, we got a dodgy haunted one, but a bargain at the very least. Tiana, before we go ahead and maybe work this Ouija, ride the Ouija dragon, jump on the old Ouija train. What was your experience?
Is this me, Diana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Hi. So as I was saying, it's not my experience, but it's my mum's experience. So when she was younger, her and her friends thought it would be a good idea to do it. And so they'd done it. Nothing really happened. It was more so the after effect. So after it all happened, maybe like a night or two, they started experiencing a bit of like demonic sort of thing. So they'd wake up from like really bad nightmares or things like touching them and things like that. And they had to even get like a priest to come to their house and like bless the house. And he was telling them that, you know, you shouldn't touch these things because it's all got to do with like witchcraft and all that bad stuff. So, yeah, I don't know, maybe like double think, you know, getting onto it. It's a bit, I think it's a bit more serious than what people like think of it as. So, yeah.
We are dabbling in some dark arts, but you must risk it to get the biscuit, Shuey Louie. I will stop at nothing for making contact with my dear Bampi.
Well, you can do it on your own.
Maybe you can bring in your Nonno or something. Have a little Nonno party. Nonno and Bampi. Chilling in the spirit world.
We are getting a full board of calls with people that are they're like, don't do it. Don't mess with the spirits.
An overwhelming strongly against it.
Yeah.
I think we should still do it.
No, I don't think we should. No.
I think we should.
We've come this far.
We've come this far. Shy Guy, he was doing some great producer's work getting this Ouija board for us, and he can do some more producer's work by getting a priest on the show on Monday, if worst comes to worst.
Can you guys keep your phones on loud tonight? Just in case I need to call someone.
A little support network.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, the Ouija board. Let's bust it out next. We're going to do it. Bampi, I'm coming for you. Danny Leggy Late Show.
Warning, the following content contains horror themes. The Danny Lakey Late Show does not recommend trying this at home.
We're about to play the Ouija board.
Live from Ouija Board HQ, a makeshift little haunted Halloween dungeon down in the corner of the studio with a shocked Shuey Louie, a bemused Shy Guy, and a mildly apprehensive Danny Lakey.
Well, you've made me do two terrible horror Halloween-y things now. I had to go to the horror house last night, and now you think this is a good idea?
Please calm down, because you are emanating a lot of spirits right now, and it may anger things that are already within the room. Shuey Louie, I ask you to remain calm. It was noted just off the air before you were mocking my deceased great-grandfather, Bampi. Pretending that Bampi was on the air. If Bampi is here right now and coming and contacting us,
I wasn't
the Ouija
mocking
board,
you, Bampi. I'm sorry.
Then we apologise, Bampi. And as Robert Murch said earlier, the Ouija board expert, it's best for us to all put our fingers on the pointer in the middle and make some circles to warm up the Ouija board and push any bad spirits away. Bad spirits, go away. Good spirits, we welcome you in. Oh, it's derailed off the board. Not sure what that meant. Maybe you've upset Bampi more than we can imagine, Shuey Louie.
I was kidding, Bampi.
We make small circles. Now move into larger circles on the Ouija board. Please, guys, warm it up. And now anti-clockwise, please, the other way. Just the way Bampi likes it.
Is this normal? We meant to do this?
I think so. Now, once the board's warmed up, we place it in the middle and just let the Ouija board go to work after I ask this question.
Okay, do we close our eyes?
No, you don't close your eyes.
Okay, I'm going to. It feels right.
Bampi, Ouija board, spirits, are you with us tonight, this Halloween? Oh, God, it's moving.
Who's doing that?
I'm not doing anything. Shy Guy? Nope. No, Shy Guy's not doing anything. Shy Guy's shaking over there.
You're doing that, Lakey.
No, I'm not. Is that a G? Digital Trin, is that a G? You can see you're filming it. It's on the Danny Lakey Late Show at the moment. Is that a G?
Kind of.
Oh, God.
What's G mean?
You know what Bampi's name was?
Graham.
Jeff.
It starts with a J.
No, he spelt it the really shitty. No, he spelt it. He spelt it the shitty way. Guys, stop laughing at Bampi. He
I'm
spelled
not laughing
it,
at Bampi.
He spelt
Bampi,
it.
That's fine. Your name is G E O F F.
He spelt it the shitty way. G E O F F.
Welcome, Jeff.
He's asking to be he's asking to be called Jeff, not Bampi.
Okay.
I agreed. I said
well,
that when he was
say
alive.
Bampi.
Call him Jeff.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. Jeff. Do you miss Lakey?
Where's it moving? Is it moving to a letter? Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Stop.
And it's hovered right over. No.
No, Jeff. Jeff Bamps. Big Bamps. The big G. I can explain. I was a young boy. I was 8 years old.
You're rude to Bamps.
He was a very frail man and I was eight. I didn't understand. I didn't appreciate his wealth of knowledge. Jeffrey, Bampy, Big Daddy Gramps, anything that I can do to make our relationship better. When I pass on and meet you again in another life, I don't want there to be any bad blood.
Nope.
No, it's moving. It's moving. Oh, God, it's going down to a number. It's going down to a number. What does he want me to do? Oh, no, it's past the numbers. Oh, it just says goodbye. Just says goodbye. It's gone off the board. Who's moving this?
Bamps.
Who's moving this?
Not me.
Who's moving it? Sorry, Jeffrey. Bampi. That's scary. I wasn't a believer before. I'm not mucking around.
Well, I don't want to touch it again. It moved.
Do you want to speak to your nonno? Do you want to speak to your nonorrhea?
It's nonno.
Sorry, nonno.
Stop mocking.
Well, if you're going to mock Bampi, I'm going to mock nonno.
Nonno.
Come on. All right, nonno.
Okay. Nonno, if you're here, point us to the first letter of your favourite pasta.
What are you trying to... Are you trying to play Guess Who with nonno? Jesus Christ.
Well, you could say bolognese, fettuccine, risotto.
What is Nonno's favourite pasta? Oh, God. What letter? Where's he going? Linguine. He loves linguine.
He's going to linguine.
Really? He's on the L.
He's here. There he is with the linguine.
The Nonno.
He loves a linguine.
He do love a linguine, Nonno. And L for Louisa. And L for Lakey. And L for Luke, which is the Shy Guy's real name. Shitting hell! Burn the board! Burn the board!
Don't do that, Lakey.
Oh, no, sorry. Sell the board on Gumtree. Hee-hee.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
I love you.
Swipe left. Swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, this show may contain romance and it may contain strong sexual references. We're about to embark on a love journey, Radio Tinder. Now, this is where we get a single chick to know her and then put it out there for any dudes who reckon they can fall into the loving arms. Tonight, a 20-year-old with blonde hair, tall, green eyes, loves hanging with friends, goes by the name of Ella.
Celebrate for Ella, mate. Ella.
Hello.
Yeah.
There she is. Yeah.
This is good. We're off to a good start. It's amazing what the human subconscious will do when met with a pretty name. Without even knowing what Ella looks like, I have already painted an attractive picture in my mind due to me meeting many Ellas in the past who are strong 8s, 9s and 10s.
I'm imagining Elsa from Frozen.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm imagining someone much hotter than that young girl cartoon. Loves travelling, goes out of town whenever she can, works in an events company, sets up for parties and weddings, looking for someone caring, usually goes for brunettes, someone in it for the long run. Oh, yeah. No Usain Bolters out there.
No.
Please, we're looking for a marathon runner here.
No tapping gaps.
I have learnt not to assume, because you make an ass out of you and me. Are you into men, women, or both?
Men.
Oh. Sometimes I'll just stick with my assumptions. How long have you been single for?
Been single for about a year now.
Okay. And you have been riding that casual horse ever since? You've been on the dating apps, working, not working, liking it, not liking it?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been on Tinder on and off. It gets the best of me, honestly. I've deleted it a few times, got it back, but Yeah, I just think there's not really good quality people on Tinder, not going to lie.
What? Don't like navigating the murky jungle of dick pics and weirdos?
That's why she's come to the radio.
Yeah, no, this is a much higher class of men listening to this radio show and this radio segment. I deleted Tinder the other day as well. I'm not getting any matches anymore.
You've still got Hinge and Bumble and plenty of fish.
Yes, no, I have still got those three. But one by one, I'm slowly eliminating them out of my life. Looking for an organic meeting, such as a live radio experience. 131060 if you like the sound of Ella. Now, you're a 20-year-old, Ella. In my experience, that means that you're looking for someone anywhere between the ages of 18 to 45.
No, not 18. No, too young. I think 20 to 25 would be perfect.
All right, 20 to 30 it is.
Yeah, Shuri Louie's got this little complex where she loves like befriending the female and trying to get them into like sugar baby territory. 20 to 30. 20 to 30
yeah.
tonight. Yeah,
no, 20, 10 years.
That's good. That's good. You think you can handle Ella and you're in it for the long run. Not just a wham, bam, oh, thank you, ma'am, kind of guy. And give us a bell right now. Ella, you prepare three questions. We'll prepare the three men on a platter.
Yep.
You can have your entree, your main and your dessert and decide which one you're going to take away in a doggy bag next. Sound good?
Sounds amazing.
131060. Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Now, my question is, have you ever been overseas?
Yeah, I've been to Thailand.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Have you been anywhere else?
No, just Thailand. I go every year.
Oh, awesome. What, with family or?
Yeah, family, yeah, to Phuket.
Wow, that's awesome. And what would you say to anyone who hasn't been overseas? Like, what's your piece of advice?
Yeah, you definitely have to do it.
You got to do it. You just got to expand your horizons. Like, going to Phuket every 365 days, usually just in a resort for the whole time, it's something that you just grow as a person.
You just got to do it.
I mean, Matt's 6'4". He's a tall bastard. He's growing as a person. Blue eyes, loves
cool,
rugby league.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, that's good. See, there you go. That's what happens when you bring a young buck into the mix. Someone eager.
Thanks very much for that.
Full of Phuket enthusiasm.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
That's right. Hold there, Matt. We got man number two. Now, Tom's slightly older. He's 22. He's a security guard. He likes to travel. He likes his friends. He likes to party. 6 footers. He's athletic. He's got short brown hair and he's got tattoos. I mean, it says here short brown hair tattoos. But I'm assuming that he hasn't balded and got his hair tattooed onto his scalp.
Yeah,
I'm just going to insert the comma in and play the percentages here. Good evening to you, Tom.
Hi, how you going?
Well, Big Tom. Snappy Hi. Tom. The cats of Australia have made their choice.
Now, Tom, my question for you is, do you have any weird fetishes?
So yeah, I like bondage, to be honest.
Tom,
do you like to do the bonding? Do you like to bind? Do you like to be bound?
Look, I suppose bondage
a bit of
I was talking
both ends of the stick, I reckon.
Yeah, both ends of the stick. Okay, and Ella, do you like to bind? Be bound?
Look, it would be too bad, I suppose.
I'll tell you what.
Chemistry.
There are 10% of people that admit to like being bound. And there are 90% of people getting bound in the bedroom. Let's put that out there right now.
100%.
Okay, thank you, Christian Grey. Thank you, man number two. We'll speak to you shortly. Here's man number three. Anthony, 23 years old, works at a supermarket, loves socialising with friends and playing soccer. He's European. He's 6 foot, he's tall. He's got a slim build. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Anthony.
I'm good, yourself?
Yeah, good. Are you European?
Well, born in Australia, but European descent, yeah.
Ooh, Maltese? Yeah. Maltese?
Greek.
Yeah.
Greek?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love a souvlaki.
Yeah, and loves anal. Greek guys love it. They do. They do.
You've made that.
No, I haven't. That's why if you go, no, it's true. That's why if you go get a massage and you go see a prostitute, you say, do you do Greek?
No.
It does.
It's just you.
No, it does. It does.
Anthony, true, false.
Yeah, Anthony, don't get me right. I'm not saying that you like going up the pepper patch, but Greek men have a tendency to prefer that hole, correct?
Well, I can't really speak for all Greek guys, if that's the preference. And, yeah, I guess I'm not really into that. But,
no, I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying more needs to be known about the Greek community. Let's do Greek Week next week.
Let's get a Greek exchange student next week.
What's your question to Anthony?
My question is, what do you look for in a girl?
I do. When I can, you know, when I'm free, you know, just take it when it comes, you know, just see what happens, you know.
What do you look for in a girl, though?
Yeah, that was the question.
What
do I look for in a girl? Someone who's smart, funny, compassionate, has got a nice personality, nice to have a good conversation with, talking about, you know, goals, ambitions in life, stuff like that.
Open-minded, nice bum, that kind of thing. Okay, Elle, it's time to make your decision. 18-year-old Matt, 22-year-old Tom, or 23-year-old Anthony?
Well, I feel like I'd have to go with the wise 23-year-old Anthony.
The big A. He
doesn't have a conversation very well, and
the big Greek. Oh, get her to the Greek. Do you take Ella to be your lawfully wedded Greek bride, bro?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, you guys are quite yourselves.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, backstage. Poor choice of words, especially when Anthony's around.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.